There is no one like you, who is like the Lord. Nobody who is like the Lord. No, nobody who is like the Lord. Nobody. I said, who is like the Lord? No, nobody. And if our God,
is for us,
come on, who can be against us? He will keep his promise to you and I.
Keep his promise.
There's nobody like him. What can separate us? Oh yes, come on now. From the love of Jesus. He will keep his promise to you and I.
He will keep his promise.
Oh yes, there's no one.
There's nobody like him.
Nobody like him. Oh,
who is like the Lord?
Like the Lord, nobody. I said, who is like the Lord?
No.
Oh, come on, do you mean what you are singing this morning?
Who is like the Lord?
Like the Lord, nobody. I said, who is like the Lord?
No, nobody.
Come on. And if our God,
is for us,
woo!
Who can be against us?
He will keep his promise to you and I.
He will keep his promise.
Oh, yes. There's nobody like him. What can separate us? Oh, nothing can separate us from the love of Jesus.
From the love
Come on
of
now.
Jesus.
He will keep his promise. There's nobody like him. Nobody like him. Oh. Now we're going to make some more declarations. Come on. Put your hands together just like this. Come on. Woo. Woo. Lord, we declare. Come on. Lord, we declare. Who can compare? Who would even dare? There is
no one like you.
Sing, Lord, we declare.
Lord, we declare.
Come on, who can compare?
Who can compare?
And who would even dare?
Who would even dare?
There is
no one like you.
Sing, Lord, we declare.
Lord, we declare.
Who can compare? Come on.
Who can compare?
And who would even dare? There. Come on, let's take that again.
Lord, we declare.
Who can compare? Oh, come on, we serve a big God.
Who would even dare?
There is no one like
there is no one.
There is no one.
There is no one.
I said there is no one.
I said there is no one.
Come on. I said there is no one.
Woo!
I said there is no one.
There is no one.
I said there is no one.
Come on.
I said there is no one. Like you. Who is like the Lord? Nobody. Who is like the Lord? No, nobody.
For the last time. Who is like the Lord?
Like the Lord, nobody. I said, who is like the Lord? No, nobody. Amen. Oh, put your hands together for Jesus. Amen. Somebody scream, who is like the Lord? Amen. Oh, yes. And say, nobody. How many of you know that our God is mighty to save? Oh, let me see by a show of hands. How many of you know that our God is mighty to save? Come on, put your hands together just like this. As we begin to sing this song, that indeed he's the Savior. He can move the mountains. Come on. Woo! Somebody give the Lord a dance. Come on. Everyone needs compassion. Come on.
Everyone needs compassion, a love that's never failing.
Let mercy
fall on me.
Everyone needs forgiveness.
Everyone needs forgiveness.
The kind that's of a Savior.
The kind that's of a Savior.
The hope of nations. Oh, Savior.
Savior. He can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Forever, author of salvation. He rose and conquers the grave. Jesus conquers the grave.
So take me as you find me. take me as you find me. All my fears and failures, fill my life again. Fill my life. I give my life to follow.
I give my life to follow.
Everything, everything I believe. Oh yes, now I surrender.
Now I surrender.
I surrender all. Oh,
Savior, He can move the mountains.
Come on.
My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save.
Come on.
Forever, author of salvation. He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave.
Savior,
Savior. He can move
come on
the
now.
Mountains.
We're taking you to the islands
my
today.
God
come on.
He is mighty to save. He is mighty to save.
Forever.
Forever. Author of salvation. He rose and conquered the grave.
Now we're going to sing Shine Your Light.
Oh, shine your light and you let the whole world see.
We're singing
for the glory of the risen King.
Jesus,
shine your light and you let the whole world
oh yes,
see.
Come on now.
We're singing for the glory of the risen King.
Oh, shine your light.
Shine your light and let the whole world see.
We're singing
for the glory of the risen King.
Shine your light.
Now
let's sing Savior, come on, just the voices.
Savior, He can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Forever, author of salvation. He rose and
come on now.
The grave.
Jesus
conquered the grave.
Savior,
Savior. He can move the mountains.
My God
is mighty to save.
He is mighty to save.
Oh, forever, author of salvation. He rose and conquered the
come on.
Grave. Jesus conquered the
oh, Savior,
grave.
Come on.
Savior, He can move the mountains.
My God
is mighty to
oh,
save.
Yes, He is mighty to save.
He is mighty to save.
Forever, author of salvation.
He rose and conquered the grave.
Oh, yes, come on, let's sing Shine Your Light unto Him. Oh, you shine your light and you let the whole world see.
We're singing for the glory of the risen
King. Oh, so shine your light.
Shine your light. Woo! Let the whole world see.
We're singing
for the glory
oh, come on now.
Of the risen King.
Somebody sing it out. So shine your light.
Hey! Shine your light. Woo! Let the whole world see. We're singing for the glory of the risen King.
We're singing.
Jesus, shine your light. Let the whole world see.
Oh, yes.
We're singing for the glory of the risen King.
Amen. Amen. Somebody just begin to worship Him and bless His holy name. I just want you to just lift up your hands right now and exalt Him.
Savior, He can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Forever, author of salvation. He rules and conquers the grave. Jesus conquered.
Oh, come on, let's sing that again. Let's sing it unto Him.
Sing, Savior. He can move the mountain. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save.
Jesus conquers the grave.
She's worshiping. Jesus conquered the grave.
Oh yes, Lord, we thank you and we exalt you. Father, we want to come to you this morning, oh God, with a heart of worship. And we want to say that when the music fades, oh God, and all is stripped away, and when we simply come, Father, we long to bring something that is of worth, something that is of worth, oh God, that will bless your hearts. Oh, we just want to say we love you this morning, oh God, and we exalt you, oh God. It's all about you, oh Jesus. It's all about you. It's all about you, oh Jesus. Somebody just talk to him this morning. Exalt his holy name. Praise him. Magnify him. Pour your heart out to him. He says, draw nigh unto me and I will draw near unto you. He says, call unto me and I will answer and I will show you great and mighty things that you do not know. Oh Jesus. Just to bring, I'm longing just to bring something that's of worth that will bless your heart. Oh, somebody sing, I'll bring you more than a song.
I'll bring you more than a song, for a song in itself is not what you have required.
You search much deeper within.
You search much deeper within.
Through the ways,
through the way things appear, you were looking into my heart.
Let's take it again from the top. When the music fades, come on.
Sing, when the music fades
and all is stripped away,
all is stripped away,
and I simply come,
and I simply
oh Jesus,
longing just to bring, longing just to bring
something,
something that's a word that will bless your heart. Oh, I'll bring you more than a song,
for a song,
for a song in itself.
Oh yes,
it's not what you have required.
Much deeper within,
you search much deeper within.
Oh Jesus,
through the way things appear,
you are looking into my
heart.
I'm coming back,
I'm coming back to the heart of worship, where it's all about you. It's all about you.
I said, I'm sorry, Lord.
I'm sorry, Lord, for the things I've hated. When it's all about you,
it's all about you.
It's all about you.
Sing, I'm coming back.
I'm coming back to the heart of worship. When it's all about you.
Yeah. Though I'm weak and poor,
though I'm weak and poor,
all I have is yours.
All I have is yours. Every single breath.
Though I'm weak and poor, come on.
Though I'm weak and poor, all I have is yours. Every single breath.
Somebody sing, I'll bring you more than a song.
I'll bring you more than a song. strong in itself. It's not what you have required.
Oh, you search much deeper.
You search much deeper within.
For the way things appear.
For the way things appear.
You are looking into
my heart.
I'm coming back.
I'm coming back to the heart of worship.
Let's lift it up.
I said I'm coming back. I'm coming back to the heart of worship. And it's all about you.
Yeah.
It's all about you, Jesus.
I'm sorry, Lord. I'm sorry, Lord. Surrender your life to Him this morning.
It's all about you.
Oh, you are looking.
You are looking into my heart.
Oh,
into my heart.
Where it is.
It's all about you. Oh, you are looking into my heart. Into my heart.
Where it is. Listen to this part.
I'll bring you more than a song. I'll bring you more than a song. Where it is, it's all about you.
Somebody sing that with me. I'll bring you more than a song.
I'll bring you more than a song. I'll bring you more than a song. More than a song.
It's all about you.
Just the piano, I'll bring you more than a song.
I'll bring you more than a song.
I'll bring you
more than a song.
It's all about you.
I said I'll bring you.
I'll bring you more than a song. I'll bring you
more than a song. Oh, come on, let's lift it up.
About you.
I said I'll bring you.
I'll bring you
more
than a song. I'll bring you more.
Somebody, we will bring him more than a song this morning. Not just a song, but we will also bring our hearts. I said I'll bring you. Listen to this. I'll bring you more than my life.
I'll bring you more than my life. I'll bring you more than my life. It's all about you.
I'll bring you all of my life.
I'll bring you all of my life. I'll bring you all of my life.
I'll bring you all of my life.
It's all about you.
I said I'll bring you,
and I'll bring you all of my life. I'll bring you all of my life.
All of my life.
It's all about
you. Now sing, I will give you all of my life.
I'll give you all of my life. I'll give you all of my life.
I will give you all. I said
I'll give you all of my life. I'll give you all of my life.
Yes, it is.
It's all about you.
I said
I'll give you all of my life.
It's a love song to Jesus. We're declaring that we will give him all of our lives. Because it's all about you.
I'll give you all of my life. I'll give you all of my life. Where it is, it's all about you.
I said I'll give you.
I'll give you all of my life.
Somebody lift up your hands as an art of surrender and sing, I'll give you all of my life to him.
It's all about you.
I'll give you all of my life.
I'll give you all of my life. I'll give you all of my life.
Yes, I will.
It's all about you.
I'll give you all of my life.
I'll give you all of my life.
I will lay it before you.
It's all about you.
I'll give you.
I'll give you all of my life. I'll give you all of my life.
Oh, somebody sing that unto him.
It's all about you.
I'll give you.
I'll give you all of my life.
Jesus says that if any man desires to come after me, let him take up his cross. He says he must lay down his life and take up his cross and follow me daily.
I'll give you all of my life.
Oh, I said I'll give you.
I give you.
Oh, Jesus.
I'll give you all of my life.
Give you. Oh, I will give you.
I'll give you all of my life.
If any man desires to save his life, he will lose it. But if you lose your life for my sake, says Jesus, you will gain it. Oh, come on, let's sing unto him.
Oh, I'll give you all of my life. I'll give you.
Oh, somebody lift up your hands and surrender yourself to Jesus. Tell him that you will give him all of your life.
It's all about you, Jesus. I'll give you all of my life. I'll give you
all of my life.
It's all about you, Jesus.
I'll give you all of my life.
I'll give you all of my life. It's all about you.
For the last time,
I'll give you all of
I will
my
give
life.
You.
I'll give you all of my life.
Yes, I will.
It's all about you, Jesus, it's all about you. It's all about you. Yes, it is.
It's all about you, Jesus.
It's all about you. It's all about you.
It's all about you, Jesus.
It's all about you, Jesus.
Just be silent before Him this morning. And just truly think about Him. That it's all about Him. It's all about you, Jesus. As we sing this one more time, I will give you all of my life. I want you to truly mean these words and surrender your heart to Him. The Bible says that taste and see that the Lord is good. It says taste and see. I want to encourage you this morning to surrender your life to Jesus. Whatever that it is that is holding you back, whatever that it is that is keeping you from going all out and jumping all in. You see, like swimming, you can never enjoy the water if you're only at the shallow end. You can only enjoy when you dive in.
Sing, I'll give you all of my life. I'll give you all of my life. Because it is, it's all about you,
Jesus.
I'll give you all of my life. I'll give you all of my life. Yes, it is.
It's all about you.
Sing it for the last time.
I'll give you all of my life. All of my life.
Everything that is in it, oh God, take it all.
It's all about you, Jesus.
This morning, oh God, we just want to tell you that we give you all of our lives, oh God. Father, come into our hearts and have your way in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we surrender ourselves to you, oh God, and we take up this cross and we follow you, oh God. We ask for the help of your Holy Spirit to live for you, Jesus. Because when it's all said and done, it's about you, oh God, and not about anything else. Heaven and earth will pass away, oh God. It's all about you, oh Jesus. We confess that this morning, oh God, and we pray and ask that give us your grace to live this truth, oh God, that is truly all about you. It's all about you. We thank you for your presence this morning. We pray, oh God, for the anointing of your Holy Spirit in this service, oh God. Transform us, oh God, and cause us to conform into more and more of the image of your Son, Jesus. We thank you this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. Oh, amen. Amen. Put your hands together for Jesus. Amen. And I want you to walk around this morning. High five. Three people and tell them that it's all about Jesus. Come on. Woo! Oh, I want you to shake somebody. Give somebody a hug and tell them that it's all about Jesus. My God. Woo! Come on.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. I said hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. It's all about Jesus. Amen. Let's stand together for the Lord. Amen. Wow. So it's offering time. I say it's offering time. Let your offering also be all about Jesus. Amen. All right. So you can give, you can lift up your offering. Amen. Here to we give by text. If you want to give by text too, you just type, you just text Lighthouse. Okay, right there. Lighthouse to 444. Just for first time. I mean, if you've not done it before, this is your first time. That's just what you do. Amen. Then you follow the prompt. Hallelujah. So you don't have any reason why I cannot give offering at church. Wow. Amen. In church. Amen. Good. So now lift up your phone. Those who are giving by text, those who are giving manual, lift up your phone. Lift up your phone or lift up your money and say it's all about Jesus. Say, I give it all unto you. Take this seed. Let it bring forth your glory in your church. In Jesus' name. Bless it. Bless my life. And bless your church. In Jesus' name. Amen. Let's stand together for the choir. Amen.
Amen. Well, put your hands together. Amen.
Woo!
Jesus Christ says, give him your life, give him your life, Jesus.
bring your love.
Come on.
Whether you are old or young, you've got to give him your life. Give him your life. Whether you are rich or poor, you need to give him your life. Give him your life. Jesus Christ says, give him your life. Give him your life. Jesus Christ says, give him your life.
I. Amen. 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 Wow. How many of you want more? One more. Amen. Come on. Woo! Come on. Put your hands together just like this.
Just a slave in the devil's fortress. I used to live my life in doubt.
Woo!
Wondering what life's about. Then one day a voice I heard. It said, study the Bible and learn about the word.
Come on now.
And all the things I did see.
Woo!
And I never before believed in anything. That's why I say now,
oh, I see the light the Lord is giving. Oh, I see the light.
Woo!
Oh, I see the light the Lord is giving.
Come on.
I used to live from day to day.
Woo!
Wondering what the people say. I used to love the things I touched.
Woo!
And everything else didn't mean much.
Come on now, listen.
But now I see the light and I'm on my way to the peace of mind that will always stay.
I said
you can have the same thing too. And just shine your light and he will see you through. I said,
oh, I see the light the Lord is giving. Oh, I see the light.
Oh,
oh, I see the light the Lord is giving.
Come on. Show us something now, Brother Jay.
Woo!
Oh, I see the light. Oh,
I see the light the Lord is giving.
Come on.
I see the light.
Amen. Amen.
Wow. Amen. Put your hands together for Eden, this amazing group that only gets better every week. Hallelujah. It's great. Amen. I pray that God will bless you and multiply your gift of song. Amen. And that your talents will develop and you do greater exploits for him. Amen. All right. Now, you may be seated and let's get ready to share the word of God. Amen. Okay. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Are you glad you're in church this morning? The best place to be on a Sunday morning is in the house of God. Amen. And the best place or the best house of God to be in on Sunday morning is this house of God. Hallelujah. No better place to be on Sunday morning. So we're grateful to the Lord. Amen. Now, before I went away last week, I was just about wrapping up my message on tithing. Amen. And I think because I've been gone, I'd just like to conclude it this morning. Amen. And we were talking about why tithing doesn't work for some Christians, isn't it? And so I'd like to share a couple more reasons. And then we can bring the service to a close. Are you enjoying the service already? I feel so blessed. Amen. Whether you're rich or poor, you've got to give him your life. Jesus Christ says, give him your life. Amen. Let us share a word of prayer. Father, we thank you for this morning. It is always a blessing to have the opportunity to both share and hear the word of God. Because your word is a lamp unto our feet and it's a light unto our path. Whenever light comes into anything, everything improves and everything gets better. We see our way clearer and things are easier to understand when there is light. And so we pray this morning that the light in your word will shine real bright into our lives. We pray, Lord, for the conviction of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, you are our partner in this work, and we pray that you take your place and do your work this morning in Jesus' name. Give us understanding and every help we need. In Jesus' name we pray, and everybody says amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Right. So we were sharing reasons why tithing doesn't work for some Christians, right? Now, let's read very quickly the scripture, Romans chapter 8 and verse 28. Romans chapter 8 and verse 28. It says, and we know that all things work together for good. All things work together for good to those who love God and are called according to his purpose. Amen?
Amen.
We know that all things work together for good. We know that all things work together for good. Amen. So the scripture is telling us that good is a product of a number of things coming together. That things have to work together for good. I mean, to cook a good meal, you do not need just one good ingredient. There's no meal that is cooked with one good ingredient only. You see, you need a number of ingredients which all have to be good. You see, so you can't get great meat and rotten tomatoes. That's going to ruin the taste of the great meat you got. Fresh meat, isn't it? So good is affected by rottenness. Good is affected, or outcomes are affected by wrong components being added to something. Hallelujah. So for us to understand why tithing, or for tithing to work for us, a number of other things also have to be in place. It's not just about paying your tithe, but you have to pay your tithe or give your tithe to the Lord, because the Bible says it is the Lord's. Then you have to get these other things also working as they should. Amen. So one of the reasons we gave the last time was that because people do not believe in the supernatural. That you have to have faith in the supernatural. You have to believe in the supernatural. You have to believe in something beyond this physical three-dimensional world. And you have to believe in powers that are greater than you. You need to believe that there is a supernatural dimension to life which you can engage and which can help you greatly, which can change things a lot for you. Hallelujah. See, I have this headset that I use when I'm on a plane. And it's one of those things that has power. Do you see? It has some power in there. Now, one way to use it is just to connect a wire to it and then to your device without turning it on. And it just works. But you miss a certain depth and a certain power. You hear the sound and you know it's something is playing, you see, but you miss something until you push that button. Wow. Now, when you push that button, then it's as though a whole lot of other instruments, wow, and other factors, musical factors, seem to join what is going on. Suddenly, the noise from the plane is shut off. And then you are just in your little world. You know, my wife gave it to me, so you can ask her where she got it from. But it's I don't know where she got it from, but it's really cool. Now, what I am trying to say is that the supernatural element in life is like turning the power on. Do you understand? Without that, you just have like one of these, you know. See this guy? This is the one that comes with your iPhone. All right? It just gives you enough sound to tell you there's something playing on your phone. Do you understand? And when you plug my headset, when you plug my headset without turning it on, you get a sound like this one. You see? It plays, but when you add the bass and you turn on the power, then suddenly the supernatural is engaged. Do you understand? Many of us, our lives are running on this. There is no supernatural component in your life. Your life is running dry. Every effort is just yielding what it can yield. There is no supernatural element or supernatural dimension adding to your efforts, complementing your efforts. And you can engage the supernatural in everything. You can engage the supernatural as a student. You can engage it as a worker. You can engage it as a married man, as a married woman. Everybody needs supernatural help. Everybody needs something greater than your natural efforts. Hallelujah. God is God, and God is standing by to be included in your life. And if you give him a chance, it's like a wrestling match. You know how when you when they're wrestling, sometimes they have teams, isn't it? And you know, one person gets in the ring and fights for a while, and another person can come and replace him. You see what I'm saying? And sometimes the ones who are waiting to replace are just standing by the ringside because you have to touch him to engage him. Do you understand? And as, and sometimes what the opponent does is to keep you away from the ringside so you can never touch him. You wonder why sometimes it's so difficult to pray. Because the enemy knows that if you can pray, you touch God. Do you understand? It's like being able to get to the ringside to touch your partner. As soon as you touch your partner and he jumps in with new energy and new strength, everything starts to change in that wrestling match. Everything starts to change because new energy has come, new strength has come, new power has come. Some of you are really tired already. You're tired. You're tired of fighting. You're exhausted. You're tired of trying the same thing over and over again and getting the same results. You're just worn out. But everybody does get worn out at some point. You're not a special case. You're just human. And what happens to all humans is happening to you. But that is why God has given us the privilege of access to the supernatural. And that is how we engage him. You need to get to the ringside and touch him. And then get out of the ring and let him fight for you. Are you understanding what I'm saying? God will jump in the ring and start to deal with your opponent for you. And that is how you can have victory. Say amen. Amen. So believe in the supernatural. Believe that it's not only down to what you can afford. It's not only down to what you know. It's not only down to who you know. It's not only down to what you have, what education you have, what qualifications you have, what connections you have. Believe that there is a supernatural dimension to life, which if you will engage, will step in and fight for you and help you. Can I have an amen? Amen. Right. So the second reason why tithing doesn't work for people is because it is not the first thing they give. They don't give it first. And so it loses its power, isn't it? Because the honor element is no longer in there. And so it becomes just like ordinary giving. Number three is because it is not 10%. That is, the people are trying to cheat. Trying to cheat. Now, if you're going to cheat someone, try not to let that someone be God. Amen. Try to cheat anyone but God. See, God had the option to say tithe is 20% or 50% or 90% or 2%, and he chose 10. You understand? So you can't deal smart with God. Do you see what I'm saying? Yeah. So it is very important that we do the right thing. Amen. Then number four reason, I think, was that tithing doesn't work for some people was because they do not have patience. Isn't it? That after you have done the will of God, according to Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 36, you do have need of patience. You have need of patience. You need to learn to be patient in life. Most things will not work out in a short time. Do you understand? You need to be patient. Even many things that are intended to work will take time to work. See, when a baby is born, the baby is wired to walk, but they don't walk for 9 months. Do you see what I'm saying? That thing that's lying on your lap can actually walk. You wait till it starts walking. He or she is going to change everything around your house. That's when things start moving up. Yeah, everything goes up. You see, everything that used to be down starts to go up. Everything is shelved. Everything is put on a shelf. But you see them lying there helpless and cool. They come wired to walk. You see, I'm trying to tell you that there are things that are wired to work. they are designed to work. Some of you who have marriages that seem not to be working are actually people who belong to marriages that will work. They are designed to work. God has put in it what it takes to work. It's going to work. But you need to give it its time. And then you have to be patient. You have to be patient and let it run its course and allow it to work in his time. Can I have an amen? You are patient while you keep doing the right things. Do you see what I'm saying? Sometimes when people don't have patience, they quit doing the right thing. You can't say that because your child is not walking, you stop feeding him. If you stop feeding him, you push walking even further. Do you understand? You push walking even further. Perhaps you even cancel it. At some point, you might actually cancel the whole idea of walking. Because you got impatient. So you have to keep doing the right thing. You have to keep doing the right thing, even if it appears like there is nothing coming out of it. You have to keep doing right. And then suddenly you start reaping the results of doing right for a long time. Are you understanding the word of God this morning? I pray that God will help us to be patient. Amen. Everyone needs to pray for patience. I heard about someone who was praying for patience and telling the Lord, Lord, please give me patience. Please give me patience, and I need it now, now. That's not how to pray for patience. Or rather, that is proof that you need patience, that you're praying the right prayer. Hallelujah. Amen. So people, tithing doesn't work for certain people because they are not patient. They feel that God has not come through for them when God is actually just getting ready to come through for them. The Bible says to every purpose, Ecclesiastes chapter 3 and verse 1. Can you give us that verse? Ecclesiastes chapter 3 and verse 1. The Bible says to everything there is a season. Did you see that? Can you read this with me? 1, 2, 3, go. To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under. Wow, read it again. To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. Hallelujah. So what is your purpose? What is your mission? What are you trying to do? If you're doing it under heaven, then the Bible says there is a time slot for it. Amen. The only way you can influence this is to change where you're doing it. But if you're doing it under the heavens, that means you're doing it here on earth, then you may not be able to control the time always. Hallelujah. Says there is a time for every purpose, to every purpose, and to everything there is a season. Now, a season for something is a time when that thing is relatively easy to find. When something is in season, that thing is not scarce. Do you understand? When it's the season for it, it's not difficult to find. You don't have to look very hard to find it. And the Bible says everything has a season. That means everything has a time when it's easy to find. Everything has a time when it's easy to get. Everything has a time when it's easy to pursue. Everything, there is a season. Hallelujah. Now, if you read on, look at verse 2 quickly, please. There's a time to be born. Then there's a time to die. Then there's a time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted. Verse 3. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down and a time to build up. Do you see? A time to break down and a time to build up. Then there is the next one. A time to weep and a time to laugh. Now, what most people, when they are experiencing a time to weep, they forget that a time to weep is immediately followed by a time to laugh. Do you understand? And those who are laughing also seem to get shocked when the time to weep comes around. But the Bible says there is a time for everything. There's a time to mourn and a time to dance. So ask your neighbor, what time is it for you right now? We don't all have the same time and the same timings, even when we're born on the same day. Hallelujah. Yeah. So you need to relax and be patient. God has a time for you. God has a time for you. There is a time to prosper. There's a time to do well. There's a time to flourish. Even sometimes living without has its purpose. Sometimes something being taken away from you has its purpose. You know, I was speaking to someone and the person was telling me, since I lost this thing, I've been thinking a lot. That means you weren't thinking much when you had it. Isn't it? So sometimes you have to lose something to think a lot. And the person said, I've been thinking a lot and I realize how good whatever it was I had was. So a good thing was in your hand and you were not taking care of it because you thought you had a bad deal. But now that you lost the thing, you suddenly start to look at the thing differently and you are beginning to appreciate it. So next time God puts that same thing back into your hands, you're going to park it in a garage. Isn't it? You won't leave it outside to the elements to destroy it. You're going to take good care of it. Many of us are losing precious things, even precious people, because we're not taking good care of them. Because we think that we'll always have them. So we don't value them. Do you see what I'm saying? But God is showing us that there is a time for everything. A time to weep, a time to laugh, a time to mourn, a time to dance. What's the next one? Verse 5. A time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. See, that's an important one. Because a lot of people get into trouble getting the times mixed up. When they shouldn't be embracing, they're embracing. So when it's time to embrace, they have to not embrace. Do you see what I'm saying? So we need to get our timings right. And patience will arrange everything and put everything in its proper place. Hallelujah. Patience will put things in order in your life. Order is the proper arrangement of things. And patience will properly arrange everything in your life with time. Say amen. All right. So now the next reason why tithing doesn't work for certain Christians is because of their negative confessions. Negative confessions. Tithing doesn't work for certain people because of their negative confessions. Hallelujah. Right. Now, it's important that we maintain positive confessions about our lives. Hallelujah. It is important that we say the right things about our lives. When you become a tither, you open the windows of heaven upon your life, according to the Bible. Isn't it? And the Lord said, I will pour out a blessing. I will pour out a blessing upon your life and there will not be room in your life to contain it. So when people are tithers, they qualify and they set themselves up to be blessed. But now, when you're set up to be blessed, you cannot continually cancel your blessings with your confessions. Do you understand? Your confessions are actually like an umbrella that stops the rain from landing on your life. Do you understand? When it's raining, anyone who walks out without an umbrella is guaranteed to get soaked in the rain. Now, when you put up an umbrella, you are putting up a barrier between the rain and yourself. So it rains everywhere but on you. There's no rain on you. There's no sign of rain on you because you have this on you. Do you see? Now, many people cover themselves with their negative confessions. Every time you speak a negative word about yourself, about your future, about your circumstance, about your situation, it's like putting an umbrella up between you and the rain that is coming on you. So you will find that it's been raining all day, but you're still dry. That God did open the windows of heaven and poured out his rain, but no drops on you because of your umbrella, the umbrella of your confessions. Many of us are quick to speak a negative word. Very quick to speak a negative word. We believe evil reports more easily than we would believe a good report. We like to say negative things. You will be amazed at how much power your tongue has over your life. You think about it. When someone goes to an interview, you know, looking for a job, all you have is your tongue. Wow. Think about it. Your tongue can put you in the job, or your tongue can get you out of that place. This little thing right here. It's so powerful. It's so powerful. And just like it can happen in an interview, in the same way, your life can be twisted by your confessions. The things you say can twist your life. Many of us are way too negative to have anything positive going on in our lives. You wake up in the morning and you start expecting bad things. Yeah, you just start expecting bad things. Actually, good things are a surprise to you. Bad expectations are your normal. Your normal life is just to expect nothing good to happen to you. You don't expect anything good. When you enter a new relationship, you expect it to end just like the last one. Yeah, and then when it does end, you say, ah, yeah, you see, I said it, I'm a prophet. That's not how to be a prophet. You say it happened, and you said it would happen, but you don't know that it's because you said it that it happened. Do you see what I'm saying? That your confessions created your world. The Bible says that God created the world by the words of his mouth. The worlds, God said, let there be, let there be. When God said, let there be, there wasn't anything. Do you understand? Look at Genesis chapter 1. Go to Genesis chapter 1. The Bible says in the beginning, Genesis chapter 1 and verse 1, it says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. You know, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Hallelujah. Verse 2. Now, the earth was without form. That means it was shapeless, isn't it? And it was void. That means it was empty, isn't it? And darkness was upon the face of the deep. That means it was dark. Imagine something that is shapeless and empty and dark. What would that thing look like? Can you draw it? Do you see? So, God had a lot to talk about. If God wanted to, he could spend all day talking about the formlessness of what he had created. Or the darkness in it. Or the emptiness in what he had created. But rather than focus on what was not working, the Bible says the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And in verse 3, God said, let there be light. Let there be light. Let there be light. Amen. That's different from, I don't have light. That's different from why me? Why is there no light in my world? How come I spent time to create a world and my world only doesn't have light? Why is there light in that person's life and there's no light in my life? Why is that person doing well and I'm not doing well? I must be cursed. I'll be surprised if I make it. I will really be surprised if I make it. That's how many of us perceive ourselves. We're just so negative. We have very negative expectations. Negative expectations of our relationships. Negative expectations of our spouses. You know, as he goes out, he must be with somebody. As she's going out, she's going to be with somebody. I mean, these are the thoughts in your mind. You're full of suspicion. You're full of expectation, negative faith. You have so much faith in evil. You have so much faith in your business not working out. You have so much faith in the fact that you'll be fired. I'll be fired from this place one day. I tell you, I'll be fired one day. I tell you, you watch. I'll be fired one day. I'll be fired one day. This is your expectation. Your mind is just full of such things. Instead of confessing what you'd like to see, God said, let there be light. Let there be light. I'll talk about light instead of talking about darkness. This light was not anywhere in that place. Go back to verse 2 and let's see verse 2. It says, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. Do you see any light there? Right. So light is a new word that God came up with. Do you understand? God decided that I'm going to talk about what I'd like to see. I will stop talking about what there is to talk about. Do you understand? Many of us sometimes feel that if a situation exists, it justifies your confessions. And you say, well, I'm just telling the truth. Do you see what I'm saying? That you're just telling the truth. But you realize that often there is more truth than you can see. Truth is not just what you can see. For example, you cannot see the Wi-Fi and the radio waves that are in this room, but they are also here. Did you know that? Yeah, if you have something that can interpret it like one of these, you're going to be surprised how many different internet things are actually coming through this place. So there is more truth in this room. There is more reality in this room than our eyes can actually see. Hallelujah. Now, when you're walking by faith, the Bible says we look not only at the things which are seen, but we look at things which are not seen. That means there's more to look at, there's more to focus on than what is actually visible to you. When we came out here to start a church in this place, none of you were here. But we got this room and got a few chairs and got some extra expecting you to come. Do you see what I'm saying? Because we were looking not at what we could see, but we were looking at things we could not see. And there are even more people to come. Yeah. There's Alfred, there's Susan, there's so many names. I could tell you all their names. Romario is coming. Genevieve is coming. Jennifer is coming. There's so many other people who are coming. They're actually sitting next to you. I can see them with my eyes. I can see them. I can see them. Instead of seeing yourself sick and dying, some of you are expecting breast cancer. You are actually expecting it. Yeah. You've prepared yourself for it. It's a guest you're expecting. Every small spot on your body makes you check to see whether it has arrived. You're killing yourself. Your confessions are blocking God's rain from falling on your life. You have nothing to lose to confess light in the midst of darkness. There's nothing to, it's rather godliness. That means acting like God.
Do you understand? You're acting like God when you choose not to acknowledge the negative, but decide to speak positively in spite of what you are seeing and in spite of the obvious. In spite of the obvious, begin to confess your faith. The Bible says if a man says something, see, let me just read that verse with you. Go to Mark chapter 11. Mark chapter 11 and verse 23. Mark chapter 11 and verse 23. It says, verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart. He shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass. He shall have whatsoever. Yeah, where is the verse? I think this, can the screen come down a little more? No. No? They moved it. Okay. Yeah. See, it was hot in some of my verse. See, beware of screens. He said that if he shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. So perhaps this principle is what is working for you. It's just that what you said was negative. Perhaps this is what is working. You said it. You believed it with your heart. Wow. And so it showed up. And not that you are cursed to experience negative things, but that you did say negative things and you believed them with your heart. You believed that what you were saying was going to come to pass. And therefore, you had or you shall have whatsoever you say. Congratulations. You have a lot of power. You are saying things and you are having them. Congratulate your neighbor and say, congratulations. You have a lot of power. Yeah. So now that you, if you have this much power, why do you want to light your life up and burn it down with negative confessions? Why don't you say some positive things? Just the same way that you believe the negative things and the negative thoughts you have, why don't you replace them with some positive thoughts? Because every negative person is just saying the negative, but what they really want is the positive. What they really want is something in there which is the opposite of what they are saying. It's just that they don't have the courage to say what they really want. But the scripture says, whosoever means it works for anybody. Yeah, it says it works for anybody. Wow. Even people who don't go to church. Yeah. That is why motivational speakers use this. They use this verse. They just don't say, I'm quoting a verse from the Bible. But they found something that actually works. Do you see what I'm saying? It says, whosoever, whether he goes to church or not, whether he's a member of this Lighthouse Chapel or Torchlight Chapel or whichever one of the chapels, listen, he says, whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed. There's a mountain in your life and you are telling the mountain, mountain, be removed. Amen. Who has heard of such a thing? But he says, if anybody will say to a mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, that means you are relocating the situation. Do you understand? And shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass. He shall have whatsoever he said. Whatsoever. So it's not only good things. If he said something bad, he will have it. If he said something good, he'll have it. He shall have whatsoever he said. He shall have whatsoever he saith. He shall have whatsoever he said. If he said poverty, then say hello to poverty. If you say sickness, then begin to make a bed for sickness, because sickness is coming. But if you are saying church growth, if you are saying increase, if you are saying multiplication, if you are saying prosperity, if you are saying spirituality, if you are saying I'm growing in the Lord, expect that. Expect that. Because God said you will have whatever you say. Hallelujah. In the book of James, the Bible likens the tongue of a person to the steering wheel in a ship. And he says that the ship is a huge vehicle and has a small helm which acts as the steering wheel. And he says, with that little helm, you can turn the ship in many different directions, even away from strong winds. Strong winds take on the ship and force it to go to the left. And you are able with this, that little thing, to steer the ship away from the winds to take it where you want it to be. And the Bible says the tongue is like that. It says death and life are in the power of the tongue. You won't believe it. Everybody's walking around with a negative wire and a positive wire in your mouth. You are a dangerous person. You have live wires in your mouth that can set your life on fire, can set your future on fire, can set your career on fire, can ruin your children's lives even before you have them. Sometimes you see some single ladies, they are planning their future and they're already planning what they will do when their husband cheats on them. Yeah. So when I get married and my husband cheats on me, he's going to get it. That's before you even get a husband. Don't be surprised if you choose the cheating kind. Because you've been expecting it. You're expecting it. And your expectations will be fulfilled. Hallelujah. Are you understanding what I'm sharing with you? So tithing won't just work. It needs to. It works with the principles of faith also. You have to have faith. You have to believe that my God shall supply all my need. My God shall supply all my need. You have to believe it. And that scripture won't be relevant if you don't have a need. So having a need should not shock you. It's an opportunity to experience that scripture. Yeah. It's an opportunity to say, Lord, thank you. All my needs are met. I thank you. Every single need in my life is met. I have the means. I have the ability to meet every need in my life. And just keep confessing it. And just keep confessing it. Hallelujah. The Bible says, let the weak say what?
I am strong.
Let the weak say what?
I am strong.
Let the weak say what?
I am strong.
Do you really think that's what the weak should be saying?
Wow.
Do you really think the weak should be saying, I am strong? Are you not going to tell the weak he's being unrealistic? Are you not going to tell the weak you're being untruthful? You're not being real. If the weak, who is obviously limping, shows up saying, I am strong. Are you not going to tell the weak, listen, come off that, get real. And yet that is exactly what the Bible commanded the weak to say. It says, let the weak, let the weak, let the weak, let the weak. Let the weak. How do you even know you are the one the Bible is referring to? Means that you have to acknowledge your weakness at some point. So you acknowledge that I'm the one he's talking about. But I'm going to say what he wants me to say. And that is to say I am strong. You're only supposed to agree with your situation only to the extent that it helps you identify yourself as qualifying for the positive. But you're not supposed to embrace it, give it a seat, serve it some juice. Turn on the air conditioner for it and make sure it's comfortable. No. No. He said, let the weak say what? I am strong. Yeah. So sometimes when you see someone saying, I'm strong, it really means that he recognizes that he's weak. Amen. You can do it. You can do it. When you start to say, I am strong. Tori, you need to start saying, I'm strong. You need to overcome that. One of these is you need to drive to my house and say, I can do it. I can do it. I can do it. I can do it. Don't embrace such negativity in your life. It's too much. What has it brought you? Except surround your life with negativity and give you even more reason to be more negative. Because sometimes when you start to experience a series of negative things, you start to get bitter. Your heart actually changes. Do you understand? Your sweet looks vanish. Because everybody's heart is reflected in their face. Yeah. Sometimes you can tell what's going on in people's hearts looking at their faces. Yeah. When someone is cheerful in their heart, it shows on their face. When someone is sad in their heart, it also shows in their face. And your continual focus on negative things is changing your looks. Have you not seen that you are changing? Yeah. You're starting to look older. You're starting to look sick. You're starting to lose some of your attraction because you're constantly focused on the negative. I tell you, it makes pretty people look ugly. Yeah. It makes people look scary. When you're thinking about a negative thing, you see your face sort of arranges itself to suit your thoughts. Yeah. When you start thinking about what you're going to do to him or her when I get home, you see even the looks just change to match what's going on in the mind. But I see you changing. Say, I'm changing. Say, I'm changing. I will not make negative confessions. Hallelujah. Say positive things. Say positive things. They are free to say. There are no bills for being positive. There is no cost. It will cost you nothing to have a positive outlook on life. It will cost you nothing. Say what God said. God said, let there be light. Let there be light. I want light. I don't want darkness. And you see, as soon as God gets the light, then he says, well, go to Genesis chapter 1 again and look at verse 4. Genesis chapter 1. Or take us from the verse where he says, let there be light. I think it's verse 3. So God says, let there be light. And are you bringing it? Okay. God says, let there be light. Verse 3. God said, let there be light. And there was light. Isn't it?
Yeah.
Verse 4. Then God sees the light that it is good. Then he starts working with it.
Wow.
So he starts dividing the light from the darkness.
Wow.
Starts doing something with the positive thing he's expecting.
Wow. Wow. My God.
But God could have been doing the same thing with the darkness. He could have been arranging the darkness and discussing levels, types of darkness, levels of darkness, how to measure darkness, intensities of darkness, you know, causes of darkness. You know, he could have a whole convention on just darkness. But rather than be obsessed with his darkness, he said, away, away with you. Let's talk about light. Let's talk about what we want to see. Let's talk about light. And then surely light starts to come. Light starts to come. So why didn't light come on its own? If there was light to change the situation, why didn't light just show up on its own? So you realize that a lot of good things will not happen to you until you start speaking them into place. Until you start speaking them and confessing them into place. A lot of good is waiting to respond to your confessions. A lot of things are just waiting for you to say and announce, because sometimes people are in a room, but nobody stands up until their name is mentioned. Do you see how it is? Yeah. When you go to the airport, there's so many people sitting there. Everybody at the airport has a plan to travel. Everyone who has checked in, gone to the other side of security, at least has a plan to travel. And they are waiting. They are waiting. As soon as a certain flight is called up, those who belong to it just rise up and they start walking towards it. Yeah. The ones who can relate with it rise up and respond to that. That is how life is. There are many things that are just waiting for you to announce them into your life. You just have to call them in. You have to say, so and so, good health, rise up and come into my life. And you see, nobody else but good health is going to come. Wow. Then when good health is coming, he comes with his family. Wow. Yeah, he comes with everything that good health can give to you. He arrives, because when people are traveling, they travel often as a group. So when the head of the family is called, he shows up with his kids.
Yeah.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
He comes to the counter and he comes and his kids have also come. They didn't mention their name, but Mr. So-and-so was called. And then as he came with all these kids. I see a lot of good coming into your life in the name of Jesus. I see before the end of this year, you're going to have a breakthrough. Before the end of this year, something good will happen to you. Begin to confess it and begin to believe your confessions. Begin to say something positive about your life, something positive about your circumstances, something positive about your future, something positive about your health. Don't go by the symptoms and don't go by your feelings. Go by what you'd like to see. Go by what you'd like to see. And you'll be amazed. Sometimes you say John and three people stand up.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. You'll be amazed sometimes at how many things will just rise up in response to one confession that you make.
Wow.
You didn't know they all had the same name. And as you speak them into being, you're going to see all those things arrange themselves. And things will look better. Hallelujah. Stand to your feet and let's bring the service to a close. Amen. Hallelujah. Just bow your heads, everybody, and let's pray. Let's pray. Let's take 2 minutes to pray concerning this message that I have just shared with you. I am sure that many of you can relate with one part or the other of this message. There's something, maybe God spoke to you about something in your life and you want to pray. Take some time. I want you to open your mouth and pray about this message and pray and say, Lord, help me to be positive. Help me to be positive. Maybe it is time for you to make that confession. Maybe now is the time for you to make that confession. Now is the time for you to speak about that marriage. Speak about your job situation. Speak about your health. To speak about your family life. To speak about your brothers and your sisters. To speak about your career. About your education. All these things in your life that are not as they should be. Now is the time to begin to address them before the Lord in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you. We thank you for this privilege. We thank you for the opportunity. Everybody open your mouth and begin to pray. Begin to pray and talk to God. If you pray in the Holy Ghost, begin to pray in tongues and talk to the Lord in the realm of the Spirit. Speak mysteries to God concerning your life and concerning your future in the name of Jesus. Makabolo moshatari ala bakata sakatari ala babaya. Mikolo babo shenderi ala masatari ala babaya. Makafara moshatari ala mamusha kataria. Oh yes, Lord. Misheteri ala babara balaba shakatari ala babam. Mekabolo sheteri makanari ala babaya. Father, the things that are eating at our lives, the things that seek to destroy us, the things that seek to rob us of the good things that you have for us. Oh God, deliver us from those things. Deliver us from those things. May our mouths, oh God, be filled with life. Be filled with positive confessions. Positive confessions concerning our lives, concerning our families, concerning our church, concerning our future. May our lives be filled with positive things. Be filled with positive things. Be filled with positive things in the name of Jesus. May the blessings of God find their way into our lives. Let nothing hold back. Let nothing come between your blessing. The windows of heaven, as they are open upon our lives, may every blessing poured out of the windows of heaven, let it find its way upon our lives. Let every blessing that is meant for my life, let that blessing find me. Let it find me. Let it find me. Let it find me. Let it find me, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let my confessions not get in the way. Let my confessions not get in the way. Let me not say the wrong things. Let me not let myself down with my tongue. Let me not let myself down with my confessions. But instead, may the Holy Spirit inspire me to speak positively, to say the things I need to say, to say the things I need to say in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Help me, oh God, to say what I need to say, to speak as I ought to speak, to speak as I ought to speak in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh God, deliver me from evil confessions. In the name of Jesus, I pray for your church, oh God. I pray for your church, Lord, that you will bless your people. Those who need jobs, may you open doors for them. Father, those who need healing, may you heal their bodies. Those whose relationships need healing, oh God, may you heal those relationships in the name of Jesus. Those who need open doors, may you open those doors in the name of Jesus. Let the blessings from the heavens, let them cancel every negativity. Let them cancel every negative thing that our lips have set up for us in the name of Jesus. Oh yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Just one more quick prayer. I want you to hold your neighbor, just one person, and I want you to pray for that person concerning the coming week. And just pray and say, Lord, I cancel every negative ordinance that has been set up to appear in this life in the name of Jesus. Every negative experience that has been created and arranged by his confessions, Lord, I cancel them with the positive words that I'm speaking over their lives right now in the name of Jesus. Come on, begin to pray. Begin to pray for your neighbor in the name of Jesus. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. Mikolo bobo sheteri ala mama shakataria ikala mama sataria ala baba. Yes, Lord, masheteri ala mamo sheteria. In the name of Jesus, we cancel. We cancel anything that is not of God, anything that will not bless God's people, anything that will hurt your people, anything that will destroy your people. Lord, we cancel it in the name of Jesus. We cancel it in the name of Jesus. We cancel it. We cancel it in the name of Jesus. We cancel sickness. We cancel accidents. We cancel sickness. We cancel accidents in the name of Jesus. Oh God. Makamala mama. Mashatara mama. Oh, yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you so much this morning. And we thank you for your power that is released through our confessions. We thank you for the power of the Holy Spirit that backs our confessions. The power of the Holy Spirit that goes with the words that we speak to create the things that we are saying. We pray. The Bible says a good man out of the good treasure of his heart speaks good things. I pray, Lord, that you fill our hearts with good so that out of our lips we'll pour good things. We'll speak good concerning our lives. Good concerning our future. Good concerning our health. Good concerning our church. Good concerning the work of God. Good concerning our future. Good concerning our children. Good concerning our businesses. Good concerning our education, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Concerning our finances. May the windows of heaven open. And may the windows of heaven pour out blessings upon God's people right now. As we speak in the name of Jesus. Let it rain down. Let it rain down. Let it rain down. Let it come upon us now. Let it come upon us. Let it drown every negative situation in the name of Jesus. Oh yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your blessing. Thank you. Forever your word is settled, Lord. We know, oh God, that your word is true. We choose to believe your word today. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for your blessing. In Jesus' name.